Jill Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in our woods and waters right now. Welcome, Jill.
Hi.
So talk to us about spring ephemeral.
Yeah, the season itself, if you really think about it.
Is pretty ephemeral.
Is pretty ephemeral, even in a year like this. Those transitional seasons are the most ephemeral. And spring, from my perspective, definitely has some official ephemerals, but it also has some extra special ephemerals this year that I want to be sure and talk about too.
Okay.
So in that category, we all are familiar with the fact that in the bird world, that some of our birds just pass through. They never intend to stay here. We're just a stop by on our way through to fuel up.
And,
yeah, we're the stop and go fuel place. And that's a really unique aspect to living here. And to being out in that transitional time is to get to see those things. And they, if we even do, because sometimes it's really fleeting and our chances of connecting are not necessarily good, especially if we can't be out there all the time. But this year, turns out we have had, I would say, kind of an unusual number of uncommon and ephemeral bird species coming through. So I've heard a number of reports from various places in the county of a few species in particular, indigo buntings, red-headed woodpeckers, and Baltimore orioles. And like I said, from various places in the county. So I even got to see the oriole myself, which there was one around our place, and hear it. So that's never happened to me before. All these species are seen very irregularly. The most surprising of these this year was a painted bunting, which is a really exotic looking bird, not a large bird, a little smaller than a robin, a little bigger than a sparrow, and wears all these flashy colors of oranges and greens. And so you definitely, if you're not familiar with it, I couldn't do it justice to really give you the picture. So go find a picture of a painted bunting and just think about how you'd feel if that showed up at your bird feeder, which is what happened to the folks that got in touch with me to tell me. They didn't know what the bird was.
Did they get a picture of it?
They did. They actually got a picture of it. This is not a bird we would
normally use. What is its range generally?
Well, just to give some context to it, its range is nowhere near here. It's much more of a southern and western. In all of the documented observations, since records have been kept by the Minnesota Ornithologist Union, so this goes back quite some time, not quite 100 years, but quite a while, there have only been 20 observations of this bird anywhere in the state, documented observations. Two of those prior to this year were also from Cook County. So this is not the first time one of these rare painted buntings has shown up. So these experiences just really are full of mystery. Mm. Who knows? What are the stories of these particular unusual, not just the painted buntings, but these other species that somehow this year ended up being in the mix of these, of the birds coming through, some staying, some passing through. And I always wonder, well, where do they go? Because the painted bunting, for instance, stayed around at that feeder, right, was a regular there for several days, and then it was gone. As far as they know, there was just one. They never saw more than one together. But even these other species, it's not like people continue to see them all year. They're not becoming residents here. So where do they go? Do they try to get back to where they thought they were going? Yeah, or not? I don't know. But it's just one of those really wonderful mysteries. And a person has to feel just so gifted when you, you know, see one of these fun ephemeral things. In the plant world, we also have a lot of fleeting things. But we have some, in the plant world, we have some things that are really called spring ephemerals. And we have had, I think, a really wonderful extended season of the blooms of the spring ephemerals, which some years can go by really fast. If we have a spring where the snow melts and then it gets warm really fast
and the leaves come out.
And the leaves come out. The spring ephemerals have evolved to take advantage of this window of time before the leaves come out, after the ground thaws and the snow goes away. The soil's still nice and moist. They get all this strong nearer to the summer solstice, you know, within a couple months of that. And they just charge out of the ground and while that sun is strong, they're gobbling up all that energy and putting out their flowers and calling attention to themselves and taking advantage of also the, for those that are wind pollinated, of how the wind moves through even close to the ground, because a lot of these species live very close to the ground. The wind moves through close to the ground more than once all the vegetation, not just the trees, but all the vegetation is up and fully going. So they're just getting out there and making the most of it right away. And they're already got fruits by the time the canopy really closes in, and then they ripen their fruits, and then they let go of their fruits, and some of them literally just disappear from view. Spring beauties are a great example. By the time the end of June comes, you won't be able to see a spring beauty. You could walk through places where there are just carpets of them now and full of wonderfully fragrant blossoms, and you wouldn't know they were there. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Indeed. Chell Anderson regularly fills us in on current events in the woods. And thank you today for talking to us about spring ephemerals.
You're welcome.